So, Melissa, we're taking a look at the importance of making sure that women's pay is in parity with men's pay because of the positive impact that it will have on the state's economy, certainly on the positive impact on those families where the pay is increased. But also, as you mentioned, companies will benefit. Well, let me ask you this. As I mentioned, we know that we've been told over and over and over that Georgia is one of the most business-friendly states in the nation, and that's partly because of, well, the way people are paid, and a lot of it has to do with a right to hire, which is essentially right to fire, and low pay. And one of the reasons that we're told that companies look at Georgia is because of the business-friendly environment. If we begin to have policy that says the pay must be increased, do you think that executives of companies who are already in Georgia will continue to see Georgia as being attractive? And those that may be looking at Georgia, will they perceive Georgia as being attractive, or will we be potentially turning business away?
I think we will continue to see Georgia as an attractive place if we increase wages for workers and if we increase the quality of life for women and for all of Georgia. The other aspects of our economic opportunity agenda for Georgia women, all four of them really benefit workers as well as businesses. We talk about closing the coverage gap through Medicaid expansion. That would give women, about 155,000 women, access to a doctor. And many of these women are working poor women, working in low-wage jobs. So they benefit by having access to health insurance, and their employers benefit because they're less likely to have to take off time from work because they are healthy. We talk about access to child care, and child care, as we know, is imperative for all parents, but especially women, to stay in the workforce. And we talked about the minimum wage earlier and how that benefits. But finally, a Georgia work credit or a state earned income tax credit, that's something that enhance wages for workers at tax time, but it also gives women and everyone who benefits more incentive to stay in the workforce. So for women who are earning low wages at companies, they are incentivized through this tax credit to stay in the workforce, and that helps employers keep employees. So it's a benefit for all.
I love the fact that, as you said, it's a benefit for all. Everyone is winning. Everyone's benefiting, and not just the person who's receiving the pay increase.
Exactly. We're talking about benefits for workers and benefits for employers for the long term. I think that sometimes you may hear pushback from employers about increasing wages because there is a short-term effect. But in the long term, when we talk about increased customers, when we talk about wages that are spent and increased child care and more incentives for employees to stay on the job, especially women, we're talking about long-term benefits for both employers and employees and customers. And I think that that's a great point that our executive director makes all the time, that our businesses do not have to profit at the cost of employees. Businesses can benefit while employees benefit as well.
And you know, that is such an excellent point, because actually we saw that happen in the 1990s when President Clinton was in office.
Yes, exactly. We saw a little bit more of the shared prosperity that when the employers made profits that they were shared a little bit more with employees, and we just wanted to get back to a place where workers are able to share in those gains. And raising the minimum wage and providing child care for employees and making sure that employees have access to health insurance, these are just ways that employees can share in the productivity gains and in the profit gains that businesses are now seeing.
And as a result, the entire state benefits. I love it. Ms. Melissa Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today and making this so clear that equity and fairness do pay off.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Stay with me, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back.